Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Narai Elchi, the Senior Manager of Fuel Retail Sales at Chevron. Good afternoon, Narai. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself, Mark?
I'm doing well, too, and thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you just give us a description of your background and your previous work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a brief overview. I've been with Chevron for about 17 years and in a large variety of roles. And just as of the last 4 or 5 months, I am the senior sales manager for the eastern part of our business and cover Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana areas. And prior to that, I had a variety of roles in a variety of locations. And prior to Chevron, 17 years ago, I also worked for a dot-com and had a variety of hats in a different business. So quite interesting to go from a small business to a large corporation, certainly a different set of experiences. So
I would imagine. And that's interesting. I mean, Chevron is a huge, it's got to be a Fortune 500 company, I would assume. When COVID hit, you probably were going into the office at the time. I'm assuming that stopped about a year ago, correct?
That's right. Exactly. I was in the role. I was an advisor to our president at that time, and we were going to the office. We were traveling quite significantly, and all of that changed, of course, as soon as COVID hit. So quite a different way of doing business.
And now, how's it working now that you've actually moved? Are you going into the office, or are you still telecommuting?
We're still telecommuting. We're doing some, depending on our customers' comfort zones, we're doing some customer visits in the east, not in the west. So again, not speaking, again, these are my personal experiences and not speaking of on behalf of overall Chevron or the company. These are just real personal experiences where I've had some experiences outdoors with some social distancing and masks, of course, on some customer visits. But outside of that, the expectation is that still that unless it's an essential work like the refineries, that everybody still work from home.
Interesting. And when COVID hit, I mean, I know personally from the Bay Area, driving went way down. So that had to have since you supply the fuel for most vehicles, that had to have a huge effect on Chevron's overall business, correct?
Yes, it's an interesting balance. It certainly had impacts. And again, just speaking at very on very general terms, it's interesting how the dynamics work, because even though you have some impacts on just the overall change in fuel consumption because less people are driving, you're also seeing that people are not using public transportation as much, and therefore people are in their individual cars more. So there's always an interesting balance there. But of course, in comparison to the prior year, there were some challenges last year, but we're seeing some of that come back up. And so things are actually recovering a lot faster than expected this year.
Well, that's good to hear. I know we went to the red zone last night where I live, so we can go eat indoors again at a restaurant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I have so many to choose from. I don't know which one to go to tonight.
That's great.
So, you, I assume, have a, since you're a senior manager, you have a bunch of people that work for you or report to you. Once things open up, things are opened up more in Texas than they are in California, but do you think that you will eventually go back to the office, or now that you've had a taste of this working from home, how do you think that's going to work at, you know, with your group? And obviously you can't talk for Chevron in general.
Yeah, again, even with my group, I think it depends. In a organization, in a sales organization like this, many people are already telecommuting in their regular jobs. So you have a lot of variety of jobs where there might be some opportunities for some partial telecommuting, some part-time telecommuting, where you actually need a lot more teaming. You might actually have more office time. There are people that I want to team up with and get connected with. So I might actually have some partial office time while I also I would be out and traveling for another portion of the time as well. So I think it's a variety of it. It's certainly changed the appetite of working remotely than it did pre-COVID. I think we were one of those companies that in general had much less appetite. And so just again, speaking on my own behalf, I think there has been a little bit more of that openness and new ways of working, new tools that we're getting more comfortable with. And of course, video is helping significantly. It's just striking that balance on video as well, of course, because overdoing it, I guess, can also create some video fatigue, as we all know. So
yes, and it's funny because you went from California to Texas and you deal with East Coast state. So do you notice a difference in people's attitudes towards working from home and actually meeting and all those things?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I mean, there is still very little customer visits, no travel. There's obviously, it has been much more stricter conditions in terms of the quarantine after the pandemic and the West Coast. I moved here in November, and I mean, this is a much different area where there is a lot more openness to some of those activities, the business activities. But of course, it all depends on a mutual comfort zone, on the social distancing, and how you actually want to, you know, who's willing to interact, and our own safety and comfort zone, of course, in that interaction as well. So it's been a balancing act.
And I know you're in Texas, so were you affected by the recent storm, or were you?
We have been, yes, absolutely. It's been quite an interesting situation in terms of, I mean, the temperatures dropped so drastically that I had a pipe burst in my home, but a lot of people have seen quite similar impacts. And of course, the power has been a challenge for many people. But thankfully, it's been 75 degrees this week. So it's so immediate change. That's right.
And actually, it was 72 here yesterday. I actually went golfing yesterday. So
good for you.
We actually had a cold week too when you did. But as you know, it never quite gets that cold here in the Bay Area.
Yeah. That's right. And I guess that was so unusual here that was part of the problem. It was so unexpected.
So yeah, so you went from the wildfires of California to the Arctic blast in Texas.
That's right. So it's like, there's always something, and it's always fun. You just learn something with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Mariah, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. Hopefully, driving and all those things pick up again soon, and we get back to normal.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Bye.